The Gemara Daf Kuf Nun Gimel Amid Beis, around 10 lines from the bottom, the Gemara said a statement. Omar Gomi Bar Choma. We'll start again from there. Hamachamer Acha Behemter B'Shabbos. If someone is Mechamer after behind an animal, that means he's leading behind the animal, and the animal is carrying a load, and he's with his coil, he's leading it. So B'Shogi is Chayv Chatos, B'Meiz is Chayv Skila. So, like every Melach Shabbos, even though he didn't do a Maisa, that's the Chiddush over here. I didn't do anything, I just did a Dibur. I'm chayv skila for a dibur. Zog ma my time, oma govedo, oma kot, says in Pasuk, like, sas kom aloha ato vehemtcho, u behemtoi, do me di day. Mahu beshoi chayv chatz, mezi chayv skila, av behemtoi. If your animal, or the animal that you're being mechamer after, is doing this malach and you're causing it, beshoi chayv chatz, mezi chayv skila. Oma govedo, on that, two kasha, stay chuvs bedover. Number one, chadidik siv terach, siya lechem lo isi bishgoga, vanev shetasa biyad goma, we compare all avayas to avayazora, hukshkola terakul avayazora, ma avayazora dovid maisa begufe, you have to do a maisa, you did a malacha, you have to do something, you have to din avayazora, you have to do any time you do an avayar, you have to do something, hokanami, adovid maisa, what are you doing over here, you're not doing a maisa begufe, you're doing a dibu ba'alma, so how could you be chayv skila, and chayv chatos b'shogeg? One kasha, v'oytanan, ha-mechalas ha-shabbos, it says, these are the ones that are chayv skila. Someone is mechalas shabbos, b'dova shechov v'na shkigos ha-chatos, v'adoyin ha-skila. That's when you're chayv. You have to be chayv b'shege chatos, and b'zoyin ha-skila. That's mashma, it's coming to exclude one of the malachas of Shabbos. What does it come to exclude? Mechal di kamidi dein chayv v'na shkigos ha-chatos, v'adoyin ha-skila. There's one of them that's excluded. Must be mechamer. So how can you tell mechamer is chayv b'mezit skila and b'shege chatos? Umayni ulav de mechamer. So the Gemara says, Loi. I'll tell you two other things that can fall into this exclusion. Either tchumin valibid of Akiva, that even though tchumin is the raisa, but you're not chayv zdoin eskila and shogi chatos, kong to Akiva, it's only a lav. Vahavog alibid of Yoisi, havar lalav yotz, it says, Loi savaru. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Hamachal ze shabbos, bedovish chumin as shkos achatos, valzoin eskila, come to exclude one thing. Not excluding mechamer. Mechamer lo oilom, like Ron Bachom said. Bemezit, chayv skila, b'shogi chayv chatos. It's coming to exclude either havara aliba de Rabbi Yosi lelav or tkumin aliba de Rabbi Kiva. Mechamer means the animal. Either we said in the machlokes rishonim, if it's not your animal, shvisas behemtoi leman yenuach is your animal has to rest and can't do a melacha. Mechamer means you are leading the animal while it's doing a melacha. You're calling it, and because you're calling it, the animal right now is carrying a load, or the animal is doing a ma'isa charisha. No, not with the string. You're calling b'koil ba'alma, b'dibur ba'alma. That's a chiddush of mechamer. So that was the first memor of Ron Bar Choma. Ron Bar Choma and Omid Bey said that mechamer acha behemtoi b'shabbos shogi chayv chatos b'meiz chayv skila. Comes along Rav Zvid and he learns Ron Bar Choma differently. Rav Zvid masni hochi kuf medalad omar alf on the top. This is where we got up to yesterday. Rav Zvid masni hochi. Omar Romi Bar Choma hamechamer acha behemtoi behemah b'shabbos. B'shogig eina chayv chatos. You're talking about chayv b'shogig chatos. Because all you did was a coil. You led the animal with your voice. B'mezit yichayv skila. He splits it up. He differentiates. Shogig you're not chayv chatos. Mezit you are chayv skila. Because after all, Rashi says, B'mezit yichayv, it says, ato u'behemtecha, loy saskam locha, ato u'behemtecha. So melo yichayv skila. Rav is asking on this member of Zazvid that says what Ron Bar Choma said. Steht behedya a brayse. Hamachalas a Shabbos b'dovah shachem and al shigos echatos. Chayov and al zdoin eskila. It's interdependent one another. When you chayv chatos on the shogig, then you chayv amazed skila. Ho ain chayov and al shigos echatos. But if you're not chayv chatos, ain chayv and al zdoin eskila. So how could you say that mechamer is not chayv shogi chatos, but yes, chayv doin eskila. Zogti Gemara, the answer is as follows. Mikotoni, ho ein chayovin, if you're not chayv shogi chatos, then you're not chayv skila. Don't say that. Hochi komar, it says, dovish chayv shogi chatos, if you are chayv chatos b'shogi, then I can guarantee you that you're chayv doin eskila. But v'yesh dover, there's an exception to the rule. She'ein chayovin ashgos chatos, like mechamer, you might not be chayv chatos, according to Rav Zvid's understanding. So it's the second memory. The first memory was mechamer is zdoinoi skila and shigosei chatos. Rav Zvid memory was that mechamer is shigosei not chayv chatos, but zdoinoi yes chayv skila, exception to the rule. And Rava Achua, the Rav Mori Bar Ochel says the third teretz, but before we say the third teretz, the Gemara is going to go off tangent because of his name. Rava, the brother of Rav Mori Bar Ochel. Rava Achua, the Rav Mori Bar Ochel. He was the brother of Rav Mori Bar Ochel. Rav Mori Bar Ochel is a famous Gemara in Ksubis that Rav Mori Bar Ochel, he was a son of Rachel. Why was his father not mentioned? Because his mother was Rachel, was the daughter of Shmuel. She was taken into captivity. That's the whole Gemara of Did. She says she was nishbesi v'tahirani. She was believed. She was taken into captivity. Who was ma'aneser if she was nenas? It was someone called Issa Giyura. Issa Giyura at the end. Issa Giyura at the end was nisgayer. So the father of Rav Mori is not mentioned because he was a ma'anes who became a ger afterwards. So one member was Rava Achud Rav Mori Bar Ochel, the brother of Rav Mori Bar Ochel. Okay, the brother of Rav Mori Bar Ochel. Va'amrilo Avud Rav Mori Bar Ochel. If he was the brother of Rav Mori Bar Ochel, so okay, he was another son of Rochel, not from this story of Issa Giyura. But if the other girsa is that he was the father of Rav Mori Bar Ochel, then he's the culprit. He's the one that she was taken to captivity by. That can't be. Zokti Gemara, l'lishte basre kasha, hod Rav Achshir el Rav Mori Bar Ochel, umayni repurse de bovel. The halacha is, shteit in posuk, soim tosim alecho melech. Any sroga that a person has, it has to be that ovi v'imam yisrael. So if over here his father was a ger, how could he become a melech? He can't be. So likewise, how could Rav make Mori Bar Ochel into a general in charge of collecting taxes, the poorest of the bovel? How could it be if his father was someone that was a ger? So if so Zokti Gemara lelishta basik kasha hod Rav Achshir Rav Mori Bar Ochel umayin yepurse de bovel. So upon him, there was a whole mevuch over here. The reason why they said he's allowed to be is because Imam Yisrael is enough. Well, if it was Rava who was his father, according to the second Gersa, then what was the whole discussion? They debated. You know, they have to debate before when the president elects people, they first debate if he's, what's that called again? They have to validate him, right? They're doing it right now. There's a process. Confirm, they go, confirm. So at the end, they confirmed Rav Mori that he's able to become Pursa de Bovel. What's the confirmation necessary for? His father was Rava. So Lelish de Basra, at the end, the reason why they confirmed him is because Imam Yisrael is enough. For a Melech, he needs Aviv Imam Yisrael. But for a Sraga, Imam Yisrael is enough. Well, if his father was Rava, what's the whole debate? So Lelish de Basra, they are saying Rava was Avur de Rav Mori. So Ibn Shver, that you had a whole debate when he was Machshir Rav Mori to become Pursa de Bovel. And that Gemara says, not Shver. Dilma Trei Mori Bar Ochel Avre, two Mori Bar Ochels. There's a Rava who is the father of Mori Bar Ochel. And there's a Issa Giyura who has the whole story with Rochel's daughter taken captive, Shmuel's daughter taken captive, and there was two Mori Bar Ochels. Now, if his father was Taka Rava, so why is he referred to as Mori Bar Ochel? Stam Shver. So Taisan Bav Basa Kufum Tes says, because after all, Rachel was the daughter of Shmuel, so they wanted to mention his yichas that he came all the way from Shmuel. Akaponim, this is way off tangent. We're coming to look for a third mahalach in Ram Bachoma. The first mahalach was Mechame was Bishogi Chayim Chatos Bemezit Chayim Skila. Rav Zvit said Bishogi Yitaka Potter and Bemezit Chayim Skila. Rava either Achud Rav Mori Bar Ochel or Avur Rav Mori Bar Ochel. And then the Gemara discusses how could it be Avur. So the Gemara says Trei Mori Bar Ochel Ava. So the Gemara says, he's Masti Hochi. He says as follows. Pshat Ram Baruch, Rami Bar Chomer. Have a Masti Lo Hoshmaitz, Bishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. He said this in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Liftur, that means, Lechamer is neither Chayev Shogi Chatos, nor Bemezit Chayev Skila. What's this Liftur? Bishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, HaMechame Acha Behemta B'Shabbos, Potter Miklum, neither Shogig, B'Shogig Lo Michayev Chatos, why not? The hook should call it Kula Avedizora. Call it Kula is Hukash Avedizora. And just like Avedizora, you're not going to be Chayev Bishoigig if you didn't do a Maisa Begufe. So here also, just by calling it out, being Mechamech Abemtoi, you're not going to be Chayev. And Bemezi Namiloy Mechayev, the reason why not, the Tran, Hamachal is a Shabbat Bidovashechav Nashigos Echatos, Vals Doino Iskila, only then you chayev skila. And if you're not chayev shigos achatos, like we just said, because it's compared to avodah zarah, so ain chayev nas doina skila. You're not chayev doina skila. Belav nami lo michayev. You're not even chayev malchus. So we're saying you're not chayev shogi achatos. You're not chayev bemezit skila. What about a lav? A mechami not chayev a lav either. Even though it says loisaz kom alocha atuv emtucha. Belav you're not chayev either. The havelin lav shenit lazoras misas bezin. After all, this loisaz kom alocha is a general lav for all melochas that you can't do on Shabbos, besides mechamer. And it's besides the fact that it says beemtucha the pasuk, it says loisaz kom alocha, and it's telling me azhara and onshe elam came azhirin. There's azhara that you chayev misas bezin when you mechal Shabbos. So the Ikka Pasek is telling me, the Ikka Azhar is telling me, where there is a Chiyav Misa. It's Azhar's Misa's Bezdin. So it's not coming to tell me a lav that you get Malkus. It's coming to tell me that Azhar's Misa's Bezdin. It's not coming for telling me Malkus. It's coming to tell me that Yechai Misa's Bezdin. V'cholav shenit l'azhar's Misa's Bezdin, ain't like it all of. The reason you don't get Malkus from a Chamer either, even though it's a lav, loy sasu, the reason is because the Ikka Pasek is telling me for Azhar's Misa's Bezdin, and not for Malkus. Zok de gemorge daf kuf nun dalad om et beiz. Va filu le man de oma loikin. There's a man de oma that says, ye loikin al az horas misas bezdin. That's only if it would connote so in the posik. But over here the mashmoyis in the posik is behedji and not. Because lichtum rachmona, loy saase kol melocha u behemtecha. Let it say loy saase kol melocha, which is the general thing of az horas misas bezdin, and u behemtecha, and you also loikin when you behemet does, when you mechamer. Ata lomeli, what is loisase komelocha? Ata uvehemtcha, what's ata coming to tell me? Who knew the mechayev? Behemtcha lemechayev. It's coming to tell me that you're only chayev when you do a melocha. But when your behemoth does a melocha, you're not going to be chayev. Zoklashi behemtoy. Bemelocha nas ayde behemtcha lemechayev. Lav gomel lukas olav. You're not going to be chayev when your behemoth does melocha. You're chayev on shvisas benoi. But if your son does melocha, you're not going to get malchus. Same thing as behema, Zok the Ramban. You chayev on shvisas behemtoi. You're not going to be mechamer behemtoi. But if the behema does it, you're not going to get malchus. Because it says in the pasuk, leisatz kom melocha ato behemtecha. It's you that has to do the melocha. And you, by calling out to the animal, being mechamer bekoil, for that you're not going to be, for that you're not going to be malchus. So memela, this third teretz is saying, Rav is saying that you need a chayev skila, nor you chayev shogeg chatos, nor you loika. Either because lav shenit lazoz Mrs. Bezdin, the pasuk of loisase komalocha atav emtcha is telling me Mrs. Bezdin as horror for Mrs. Bezdin, and even if lav shenit lazoz Mrs. Bezdin loikin olav, over here it says ato, you have to do the malocha, but not mechamer where you're not doing a malocha. Mechamer, you're just calling out. Now there's a bomb kasher B'Kivega asks over here in the sugya. The question B'Kivega asks as follows: we're saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Rav says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Then Rabbi Yochanan says mechamecha behemtoi b'Shabbos is potter miklum. In fact, B'Kivega, Rabbi Yochanan's shita is in Shas akimas v'sayim lo have a ma'isa. Moving your lips is not called a ma'isa. So if it's not called a ma'isa, so then, how through mechamer? Mechamer means through your voice. You're calling out to an animal. So that's only through moving your lips. So why would it be called a ma'isa? Why would you say bichlal that I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that Kimis Vasayim have a Maisa. The opposite. The Shlokish holds have a Maisa. So, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Kimis Vasayim have a Maisa. So, why would Mechamer be potter kong to him iklum? According to him, you should be chai bechatos. Kimis Vasayim have a Maisa. So, you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, potter will iklum, you're not chai bechatos b'shoigig. If you hold Akimus Vasayim of a Maisa, you should be Chai V'chatos. That's a Kashmir Kivega asks. Poshet Rabbi Yechelen, the Shitos is Shver. There's a Machlok Shlok Shem Yechelen in Shas, in Bometzi, and other places. Rabbi Yechelen, Shlok holds Akimus Vasayim is not a Maisa. Rabbi Yechelen holds Akimus Vasayim is a Maisa. So if it's a Maisa, why is Mechamer Potem Chatos? That's Kivega's Kasha. Zokti Vishash and the Primogodim in his Psych and Hilchot Shabbos, and the answer as follows. Ein Echanami, Akimus Vasayim is a Maisa. It's a Dibur. It's only a ma'isa le'inyan malchus to get malchus, but legabe the chiyav chatos we don't consider it a ma'isa and they differentiate because legabe chatos is huksha kol ha'tori kula avodah zarah, so it's not called a ma'isa that you did. You have to do a ma'isa begufe. Masha enkein legabe other things, not legabe chatos, legabe malchus, akim sosayim would be called a ma'isa. So and that's why it's very meductic in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Mechamer is potter Mimalkus, because the Gemara says, Nitin Lazharas Mrs. Bezdin. It's because it's meant for Hazaras Mrs. Bezdin. It doesn't say because Lav Shein B'maisa. The reason why we say that you don't get Malkus, the Gemara says, you don't get Malkus, is because Nitin Lazharas Mrs. Bezdin. Why does the Gemara not say Lav Shein B'maisa? Teretz says because the Kram Yechanon, Akimus Vasayim would be a Maisa, Legavi Malkus. So the only reason why you don't get Malkus is because Nitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin. But Mitzad Maisa, it is a Maisa for Malkus. But for Chatos, it's not a Maisa. That's what the Rishash and people want to answer. It's not called a Maisa for Chatos, so merely you put from Chatos. Legavi Malkus, you put because Nitin Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin. And we don't say Eba Maisa because hey, it is a Maisa for Malkus. And the Gemara says that even Amanda Omar, that Lavshin Lazarus Mrs. Bezdin, like in all of, the Pasuk connotes clearly Ato Behemtcho, that you have to do the Maisa. Now, an additional yesoid in the etzim din of mechamer that Rabbi Yechon is saying now that you potter miklum is because when you plow with an animal, you're taking the plow in your hand and the animal in your hand and you're plowing. So you're doing a ma'aser b'yadayim. It's an extension of you when the animal is plowing. If you're holding on to the animal and the animal's plowing, you're being chayrish gufa b'yadayim. That's an extension. But mechamer, all you're doing, Dr. Rabban, is you're calling out to the animal. So that's different than other melachas. Other melachas you do with an animal, you're doing the ma'isa, even though the animal's doing it. But you're doing the ma'isa through your hand. Mashenkin, through your coil, when you're only calling out to the animal, that's not called your ma'isa. Potem eklum, according to the Torah Shita. Neither skila, nor chatos, nor malchus. Is it potem alasa? L'chor, it's potem alasa. Potav alasa l'chor it is, all p'tuvi Shabbos, a potav alasa. But so it comes out in Maskonis HaGemara, this is the end of the Gemara, but the two dots, we'll stop over here, Kuf Nundal Lamed Beis. It comes out, the three mahalchim in Ram Bachoma. The first mahalch was that Yechayev everything, Mezit Chatos, Bemezit Skila, I mean, and Shogi Chatos. Rav Zvid's mahalch was, he differentiates, Chatos, Taki Yepotav Shogik, but Mezit Yechayev Skila, And Rava says no, that it means your potter in Gansen. Sai Chatos, Sai Skila, and even Malkus, you're not going to be Chayev. Lav Shenit Lazos, Mrs. Bezdin. We'll stop a vif, because we're in Daladam and Beis.